verse 10, "And since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies. Furthermore, I tell thee that the Lord will build thee a house." And isn't that just like our God? David says, "I want to build God a house." God says, "David, you can't do it. You're a bloody man. I can't let you build it, but I'm going to build you a house. I give you credit for it. It is in his heart to build God a house." Now God says, "I'm going to build you a house." Now listen to what the Lord emphasizes here. "And it shall come to pass, when thy days be expired, that thou must go to be with thy fathers, that I'll raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me a house. I will establish his throne forever." Who is that? We'll open the New Testament, the very first verse. "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." The two great covenants that God made are to be fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Listen to him now. "I will be his father. He shall be my son. I'll not take my mercy away from him as I took it from him that was before thee. But I will settle him in mine house, in my kingdom forever. And his throne shall be established forever." God means that. God will build a kingdom on this earth. Jesus Christ is coming to establish that kingdom on the earth. According to all these words, according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. Now, God thought this was important. This is the second time we've had it. Had it in 2 Samuel 7. God comes back now and lets you know what he considers important. Now, notice the reaction of David. Verse 16, "And David the king came and sat before the Lord and said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what's mine house that thou hast brought me hitherto?" David says, "I just don't understand your goodness and your grace and mercy." And may I say, here is one this morning that can say the same thing. Why has God been so good to me? Why has God been so good to you, my friend? The mercy. He's not short on mercy, is he? Our God is not. Oh, to come to him and to have business with him and have a personal relationship with him, and to have a communication with him, because we have a communication from him. This is his word. And David goes on here. "What can David speak?" Verse 18, "More to thee for the honor of thy servant, that thou knowest thy servant." David knew he was just a sinner, and God did this for him. And then David goes over, we've been over this before, of what God had done for him. "O Lord, there's none like thee. Neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we've heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people Israel?" Verse 25, "For thou, O my God, hast told thy servant that thou wilt build him a house. Therefore thy servant hath found in his heart to pray before thee. And now, Lord, thou art God, and hast promised his goodness unto thy servant. Now therefore let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may be before thee forever, for thou blessest, O Lord, and it shall be blessed forever." Oh, my friend, today, come to God and get in his presence.